want to mention that Matt Ashinsky is retired. He's donating his car to the yeshiva. Thank you very much.
Is the tax deductible?
How many tickets is that?
There's a silo that discussed in the Seder of the Yom Tovim. There's a process of growth that takes place. We think about it, the birth of Klal Yisrael takes place on Pesach. And just like we know when a baby is born, and you bring a newborn baby to the house has to be cleaned. You don't smoke cigarettes in the nursery. And everything is special. All the dishes that are used for the baby are sterilized. A newborn baby, you don't give him Pepsi Cola the first few weeks. There has to be a very special diet. Same thing is true on Pesach. It's the birth of Klal Yisrael. The house is cleaned. We have a special diet. No chametz. It's the birth of Klal Yisrael. So everything is special. The house undergoes an entire transformation. Then we go through the days of the Sphere and we come to Shavuot, Kabbalah HaTorah, it's the Bar Mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. And finally we get to Sukkot. We move into a house with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We get to the Shpitz Madreig on Simchas Torah. It's mamish that we're Kabayochel living together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate Chavivus. And for Shteitzach, before the Chasna, there are the days of Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur. So we go through a ladder, we climb from a birth to a bar mitzvah, to a Chasna, to preparing for a Chasna, to living Kabayochel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a Chosin and a Kalah. So the Shaila is, what is the next stage? What is the Aliyah? What's the next level of Chanukah? What does Chanukah give us into our lives that perhaps takes us even to a higher darga or adds some color to the life of a Yid that we didn't have in the cycle of the Yomim Tovim? So the Sforum is brought down that the battle between Klal Yisrael and Yavam was regarding a midah called Hoid. Hoid can be translated as splendor, as beauty, and the emes is, the Torah says, Yafdel Ekim LeYefes. Yefes perceived that they were the sole possessors of beauty in the world. And all of a sudden, they came face to face with the Chashmonoim, with the Kohanim Gedolim. The Kohanim Gedolim worked in the Beis HaMikdash. They worked in a place that contained most of the beauty in the world. And they had a taina. What do you mean? Where do you guys get off to take beauty? That belongs to Yavam, Yafdel Ekim LeYefes. The state in the Pasuk, Mitzion Michlal Yoifi, Tzion contains all sorts of Yoifi. Yushalayim took 9 kavim of Yoifi in the world. So they had a time of us past that you should have beauty. So there was a battle between Klal Yisrael, between the Kohanim and the Yavonim over beauty. So who goes the beauty? Who has real evidence of beauty? What does that mean for us? What that means for us is that we look at Yiddishkeit sometimes and we can say, Torah, Avodas Hashem, we're looking for emes, it's in the Torah. You're looking for compassion, it's in the Torah. You're looking for truth. You're looking for wisdom. You're looking for depth. You're looking for substance. Look into the Torah. You want beauty. You want geschmack. Then you got to go to the outside world. That's the problem that we have. A bacha can say, yeah, Torah is truth, it's emes, it's intellectual, it's real, it's substance. But geschmack? Fun? That you gotta look someplace else. And the battle was a battle over yoifi, over hoiv. That you can find beauty and geschmack in Torah. You can find beauty and geschmack in Yiddishkeit. That you don't have to look elsewhere to find the beauty. And the glimmer and glamour of the world can all be discovered within the geschmack of a Tosfos. Within the geschmack of understanding a piece of Gemara or having a sugya klar. All beauty can be found in Torah. And this is the battle. And this was the challenge. The Yevonim wanted to show you can have a Beis Hamikdash, you can have a Avodah, you can have Emes. You want to get shmak, you got to come to the gym. You got to lift weights. You got to look at your body in the mirror. Check out if your muscles are bigger, if you're looking glamorous. For that, you got to come to Yevon. So you had Yidden who transformed their lives. They became Yisyavnim, Apollonius Ginsburg. People changed their names, their whole Mahus HaChayim, because they wanted to have the Geschmack. But the Chashmonoim were victorious. And there's a Medrash. The Medrash at Tehillim, the Medrash is L'manatzeach el Shoshanim, L'vnei Koirach Matzkil Shir Yedidois. L'manatzeach el Shoshanim. What are Shoshanim? Shoshanim are roses. So there's a Medrash. Medrash Shoicha Toy, but this Kapitel Tehillim, the Medrash says, the muscle of a king that came and he conquered a country and he took over the Malchus. So the people brought him silver, they brought him gold and diamonds. So he said to them, I don't want gold, I don't want silver, I want roses. So the shaila is, if the king likes roses, let him take the gold and the silver and the diamonds and trade it. He'll walk away with $500,000. He can go to the rose lady and buy the entire block. What does he need to, tell him he wants roses? Take the gold, silver, and buy roses. The pshat is, the melech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I don't want gold, I don't want silver. Li ha-kesef, li ha-zov, nu'um Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you want to give me gold, silver, and diamonds? If you want to tell me, if you want to acknowledge that by Yiddishkeit there's value, by Yiddishkeit there's substance, by Yiddishkeit there's wisdom, I know that. But I want you to know that by Yiddishkeit there's beauty, I want roses. I want you to acknowledge the beauty of being a Yid, the Shenkeit of being a Yid. I want you to see the Geschmack for the Smeit design a Yid. Don't have to look for it elsewhere. There's a Maisa I saw about a Yid. He became a Baal Tshuva. He was the CEO of a top company. He was doing deals all over the world. So he would fly in his private jet between America and China and Bangkok and who knows where. And every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, he would walk into Eish HaTorah in Manhattan, would drive up in a limousine, would walk in wearing a $2,000 Giorgio Armani suit, and he would sit down and learn with a younger man. And the younger man looked at him and he said, wow! Guy comes in with the Giorgio Armani suit, with the limousine, with the fancy shoes, with a beautiful tie. Wow, the guy's on the top of the world, and he's sitting there hurting over a piece of Gemara, breaking his teeth. So he's wondered, why does the guy do this? He's got everything he wants. So one day, he says to the guy, he says, Mitch, I don't understand you. You're on the top of the world. Look at your clothing, look at your car, look at your planes. You got everything you want. And you come over here and you break your teeth on a piece of Gemara. So after he says to his chavru, he says, Rav Shloimeh, let me tell you something. When I'm sitting here breaking my teeth on a piece of Gemara, that's when I'm on the top of the world. Everything else is irrelevant. When I'm learning Gemara, I'm on the top of the world. Many people think that out there, that's where it's geschmack. Many people think that if you could have 10 minutes with a rock star, that would be godless. Many people think if you could play quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, that would be godless. The emes is that there is no simcha. There's nothing as geschmack. There's nothing as special as being a rangatan and learning, as the geschmack of a blot gemara. There's nothing as geschmack as being a rangatan and avodas Hashem. And this is the next step on the ladder. This is what we have to try to discover when we come to Hanukkah. V'harevno Hashem Elokeinu as divrei Seirosa. To make the Torah sweet in our mouths. How do you make Torah sweet in your mouths? If you're going to a Suda, and the Baal HaBostas prepared some beautiful, tasty dishes, and before you start eating, you eat pepper, or you eat something very sharp, you won't be able to enjoy the taste of everything else that's being served. You're going to eat hot peppers, or whatever they're called. You have the hottest pepper you can have, and then you're going to sit down, you're going to try to enjoy somebody's cholent or someone's gefilte fish. It's not shayich, your mouth is burning. The same thing if you're filling your mouth with other narishkeit, if you're filling yourselves with all sorts of other inyanim, it's not the same. How are you going to enjoy a piece of gemara if a bachur walks around the whole day with earplugs stuck into his ear? He asked the bacha the other day, what do you got to listen to music 24-7? You got an iPod with 10,000 songs, like Leman Hashem, how much music can you listen to? Parents says, after a while, it gets boring. The greatest niggin loses its appeal, so they got to come up with more CDs. So there's 10,000, 12,000, 15,000. You got to get a new iPod with all sorts of gigabytes because it's not enough because you got to listen to 62,000 swaggy tunes, who knows what. So if you listen to this music, and somebody said, if I don't listen to music, I might get depressed. Maybe you're depressed because what you do is listen to music. I have an eitzah. I'll get a bottle of Prozac in my office that everyone can take one each day and forget about the music. I have to walk around with earplugs all day long. But if you're busy, involved in the outside world, then of course you're not going to find the geschmack in Torah. What you have to do is allow yourselves to experience the geschmack of Torah. The geshmak of a tefillah, the geshmak of a sugya, the geshmak of a solid seder where you sit and you learn without batolah. You get up later on and you feel, ah, I had an hour and a half of tzveikus with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Get lost in a sugya and you have the geshmak of asking a kasha or understanding a svara. The geshmak of doing an emes chesed for a chaver. And you can come to the realization that in Yiddishkeit you can find every form of beauty. And the lesson of Chanukah is that the Rebbeinu Shem says, yes, you can look at Yiddishkeit, it's v'yatzeh, v'nochoy, v'kayom, v'yosher, v'nemon, v'yov, v'chodim. But the hetz, the madrega, the Rebbeinu Shem wants us to know is v'toy, v'yofeh. It's beautiful. All gishma can be found in Torah. You don't have to look elsewhere. You can find the happiest moments of your life in the Blat Gemara, in the page of Chumash, in the words of the Siddur, in the Chabrai Shaf that you can have with each other. And that can be the emes of beauty. We can learn to live that way. Then Chanukah will take us beyond whatever we were koina b'shat nila and imbue our lives with a happiness, with a radiance, with a joy that will permeate our lives and take us into the rest of the dark days of the winter. The Ner Chanukah will kindle a light in our hearts and make us find a dveikus with our Kodesh Baruch Hu that will give us the ultimate tefridenkeit with ourselves, the ultimate simchas achayim, and Yetz Hashem will be zeichah with that to build a Beis HaMikdash in ourselves, and they'll eventually see a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and here to be amazing.